今天早上很荣幸跟你们在一起。
If you have your bulletins here, I'll be preaching today, and you can follow along with me on the outline if you like, and if not, you can just listen.
那个里面插页里面有今天讲到的一个主旨，你可以看。
But it's great to be with you here. My family's here today, all my four children and my wife. So if you have a chance, please say hello to them.
今天我全家都在这里，我有四个小孩和我的妻子都在这里。
I warned you. I told you my children have grown, but if you look at them, my they've grown like this much.
我曾经跟你们说，我的小孩都长得很快，现在你可以看到他们已经长了这么多。
They're very tall. I guess my wife is tall. You know, the longer I was in China, more and more Chinese kids today are getting.
我在中国的时候，我也发现中国的小孩子们也长得越来越高。
I don't know. They're drinking more milk. I don't know.
可能是因为他们喝了更多的牛奶这些年。
About me, my family and I, we lived in China for 11 years.
如果你没听过我讲到的话，你可能不知道我在中国住了11年。
We lived in Suzhou and we served there with Christians and churches there while we were there.
我们家曾在苏州住了11年，在那里一起侍奉主。
And we loved being there. We actually miss China very much. We wish we could go back and visit.
我们总是想回到中国去，因为我们实在是太想那里了。
But when we were there, we learned Chinese. We learned about Chinese culture, and we loved it. We just loved learning about China.
我们在中国的时候，我们学了关于中国的很多文化的东西。我们真的是很喜欢学习关于中国一切的东西。
And one of the things that we learned about, I think that was the most interesting.With the Chinese Gaokao.
我们在中国最学了，知道了最有趣的一件事情就是中国的高考。
When was the Gaokao this year? Is it done? Did they already have Gaokao?
今年。
Oh my gosh.
今年的高考已经刚刚结束。
How many people here have taken the Gaokao?
我们这里有多少人高考过？
Now, Taiwan, I think they have an exam too.
台湾应该也有高考。
Hong Kong, I don't know what they do in Hong Kong. That's another, I don't know, they have an exam in Hong Kong?
香港，有没有人知道香港会不会有高考？
I don't know. But the more I learned about the Gaokao, the more I learned it's just pain, suffering.
我知道高考是真的是一件很痛苦的事情。
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
一张图画胜过一千句话。
So here are these children with books, and they're just memorizing these books and preparing for years, right? Years.
你可以看到这些小孩子们真的是就在被埋在书堆里面，而且从小就要这样。
So my girls this year have had to take Regents exam, Earth Science.Geometry.
这个学期我的小孩要 take 纽约州的考试，比如说地理和其他的。
And it's the first time in 3 years they've had to take Regents exam, and they're very stressed. It's very stressful.
这是他们三年以来第一次考这样的统考，就这样，他们都已经很有压力。
But
看看这些小孩们。
But it's nothing like this kinds of stress.
跟这些小孩比，这真的是太算不得什么了。
I remember there's a documentary called Gaokao in China. It's a documentary made.
中国曾经拍了一个关于高考的纪录片。
Where they go to the countryside and they watch these children in the countryside prepare for the Gaokao.
这个纪录片讲了他们到中国的乡村，一些比较偏远的地方去看那里的小孩怎么准备高考。
And the professor, the teacher would say.只有一条路，只有一条路。
这个学校的老师会经常跟小孩子们教导说，这是你们唯一的道路。
There's only one road. There's only one way.
只有一条路。
And the students prepare for years, and then it comes down to one day.
所以这些小孩们从小就准备高考，然后到最后就这么一条路。一条路可以走。
And it comes down to that one day to determine your future.
就这么一天就决定了，在中国人看来，就这么一天就决定了你的未来。
And for many people, including you, there's no way to get around it. There's no way. 没办法，没办法。
对对，很多人来说真的是没有办法，可以绕过这条路。
Now today in China, there's more options. You can send your children to America or Canada. You can go to international school. You can get around it. But for many people, there's just 没办法。
现在来说，可能有一些家庭经济比较好的，他们可以把小孩送到国外来读大学，就可以绕过高考。但是对很多一般的中国家庭来说，这真的就是他们唯一的一条路。
And that's what I want to talk about today. Times when we find ourselves in situations where there's no other way, and we have to suffer.
所以今天我们要跟大家一起讲的就是说，在某些情况下真的是没有其他的路，我们没有其他的选择，只能受苦。
And the question is Christians, what do we do? How do we deal with this?
对对一个基督徒来说，我们对这样状情况会怎么办？
I think many of us, if we're honest, we don't like to suffer. We try to avoid suffering.
我们大多数人都不会想要受苦，我们都想避开受苦。
And in some cases, when we suffer or in difficult situations, it can cause us to turn away from God.
有时候在我们受苦的时候，我们会很容易离开上帝。
And as we come to the book of 1 Peter today in verses 18 through 25, we're going to learn how we can suffer well as Christians.
在今天彼得一书里面，我们就学到的内容就是我们怎么可以借着主来可以受苦。
We learn how we can deal with difficult circumstances.
我们可以学到我们怎么来应对这样受苦的境况。
You know, oftentimes it just takes one bad phone call.
有时候就这个坏的情况只需要一个不好的电话就可以让它发生。
Or a bad visit to the doctor with a bad prognosis.
或者你会到医生那里去得到一个不好的消息。
Or maybe your supervisor is very terrible.
或者你的上司对你很不好。
But today, Peter gives us hope.
今天我们可以看到彼得在这里给我们希望。
And so as we come to verses 18 through 25, let's remember some of the context that we're dealing with here in the book of 1 Peter.
我们今天要看一下我们在这个彼得一书里面讲的这个内容是怎么样的。
It says here in verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Which?
Verse 3. 一章三节。
一章三节 okay. So, 愿颂赞归于我们主基督耶稣的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So Peter's writing that we've been born again through the blood of Jesus Christ.
彼得这里说我们借着耶稣的血重生了。
And he's writing this book to a bunch of Christians that are scattered through parts of Asia Minor.
这个书信的对象是当时在小亚细亚各个城市里面的散布的基督徒。
They're being persecuted.The Christians are a minority, and they're being persecuted for their faith.
基督徒在这些地方都是一小部分，在是一个弱者，他们被经常被迫害。
And so Peter's teaching them how do you live for Jesus Christ in the midst of a difficult world?
彼得就告诉这些基督徒怎么在这样一个困境中，像一个基督徒一样生活。
And it's especially true here in verses 18 through 25 because Peter is talking to slaves and servants.
特别明显是在这个今天我们要讲的18到25节，这里讲彼得这个讲述的对象实际上是当时的奴隶或者是仆人这样的一些人。
I think it's amazing that Peter would even take time to talk to slaves, because it shows that whether you're a slave or a master, or we're all equal before the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以我经常感到很惊讶，彼得竟然在这个时候还会花这么大的篇幅跟 跟这些奴隶们仆人来讲话，因为在他眼里奴隶仆人和他们的主人都是一样的，在耶稣那里都是平等的。
And so what's happening is these slaves or these servants are becoming Christians and they're in households that worship other gods.
很有意思的是有一些奴隶或者仆人他们自己变成了基督徒，但是在他们的主人的家里，他们主人实际上侍奉的是当时的多神。
And so it's resulting in a lot of suffering for these people.
所以在这种情况下，你可以想见这些仆人或者奴隶的，在家里会对到受到不好的对待。
So if you look at verses 18 through 25, there's the idea of suffering is repeated three or four times. It's repeated over and over again. Suffering is a major theme in this passage.
在这一段中，你可以看到这个受苦这个字眼出现了四五次，可以说受苦真的是就是这一段的主旨。
And so that's the context that we're looking at today.
这就是我们今天要讲的这一段的背景。
And I think the big idea, the main idea of this passage is this, is that the picture and power of obedient suffering is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们要讲的一个主要内容就是在基督耶稣身上学到受苦忍耐的力量。
The world is a dark place.
这个世界真的是黑暗的。
It's a difficult place.
是很难度日的。
And so the question is, how can we as Christians deal with that and suffer well in the midst of a dark world?
我们基督徒要想的问题是，在这个黑暗的世界，我们怎么能够才能够受苦忍耐？
And really, what Peter's saying here, the main idea is that you need to look. Jesus is the picture, and He's the power for you to suffer well in a dark world.
彼得在这里要说的就是说，你在受苦的时候，你一定要心里想着耶稣，看着耶稣，只有这样才能够，真正的有受苦忍耐的力量。
And so my prayer for you today is that you would find hope and grace from God as you trust God with the suffering in your life.
我今天想跟大家祷告的就是说，大家在受苦的时候一定要想到主耶稣。
Some of you might say, well, I'm not suffering. My life is good.
你们中间可能有些人会说，我现在并没有受苦，我现在生活的好像很好。
Praise God. Praise God for that.
感谢上帝。
Well, maybe you can come alongside someone else who is suffering and encourage and help them.
说你现在要做的事情就是说，如果你在有人，你的朋友，他们的生活中有受苦的事情，你要给他们以鼓励。
And for the fathers here,
今天在座的爸爸们、父亲们
，I think this is a message for us, because I think being a father really means come alongside people around us that are suffering and helping them.
我跟爸爸的提醒就是说，我们要在我们如果我们周围有受苦的人，我们要尽力去帮助他们。
Maybe it's someone in your family. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your spouse. May we as fathers be people that come alongside and encourage those that are suffering around us.
So, 特别是在你的家庭中，如果你的小孩、你的妻子他们有受苦的，你们一定要尽你们父亲所能来帮助他们。
So, as we come to verses 18 through 25, we're going to learn three truths about how we can suffer well as Christians in this world.
在这一段经文中，我们可以学到三个主要点，来帮助我们怎么能够学会，从受苦忍耐中得到力量。
Go to the next slide. But the first thing that we learn is found in verses 18 through 21, I believe, 18 through 20. And the first truth that we learn is that we need to seek the face of God when suffering as sojourners and strangers in the world.
我们要学的第一点就是说，从18到21节是说我们在客居世上受苦时，我们要寻求神的嘉许。
Again, this is really tied to the passage before it, where it talks about in verse 11, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh. It's Peter's saying you are in this world, but you are passing through this world. You are a sojourner in this world.
这里说的客居世上是跟前面十一节里面一段经文相关的。这里彼得说到，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的， 这里说的客旅是寄居，就是说我们在现在的世上，这里不是属于我们的家，我们真正的家在天上，所以我们在现在的世上是客居，是寄居。
Oftentimes in the Bible, it talks about truth, and then it leads to practice. Truth first, then it leads to practice.
圣经上的经节总是会先写到，先告诉我们真理是什么，然后从这个真理引导我们怎么行。
And so these are servants and slaves that he's talking to, but he's saying, well, in this world you're a servant and a slave, but you are children of God. Heaven is your home. And so he's letting these servants know, again, remember that your identity is in Christ.
所以他这里跟奴隶和仆人们要讲的道理就是说，你们现在在这个世界上虽然是奴隶或者仆人来侍奉他人，但是你们的家是在天国，你们在那里就不再是仆人。
And so what does it say here in verse 18? Shabaja, you can go to the next slide. Next slide. And it says, servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust.
18节讲到你们做仆人的凡事要纯敬畏的主，纯敬畏的心顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
So Peter is saying, if you find yourself in this impossible situation, what I want you to do is to submit and respect your masters, whether they're good or evil.
所以彼得这里跟这些奴隶们要讲的是说，你们虽然现在的境况很堪忧，但是你们在这个境况下，你们也要尽量顺服主人。不光是好的主人，而且不好的主人也要尽量顺服。
But then we see these beautiful words in verses 19 and then 20. It says here in 19, it says, for this is a gracious thing. And then in 20, it says, for what if you endure, but when you do good and suffer for in it you endure, for this is a gracious thing in the sight of that God. This idea of this gracious thing can come to you is repeated here in these two verses.
在19到20节中，你可以看到这是两段很美的经节，这里面不断的讲到这是可喜爱的，在神看来是可喜爱的，就是说你在这样的情况下受苦，在神看来真的是神可以嘉许你的。
So Peter's saying, I want you to submit to these masters, and when you do, the grace and goodness and blessing of God will come into your life.
这里彼得跟这些奴隶们说的是，你们只要顺服你们的主人，上帝的恩典就会临到你们身上。
But it's really tied to something. In verse 13 is, for this is a gracious thing. It says, when mindful of God, he says in verse 19.
这里说你们要经常想到神。
So Peter is saying, I want you to submit to these masters. And when you do, blessing will come. And the blessing will come when you look to God. I want you to look to the face of God.
这里彼得说到，你只要我朝神看，心里想着神的眷顾就会临到你。
You can go to the next slide. Many theologians call this idea in Latin, coram Deo.
很多神学家把我们要刚才要讲的这个朝神看的这个概念叫一个拉丁文的叫 cora
coramdeo coram deo means
coram deo.
Before the face of God,
就是在神的脸面前。
You know, when we seek Him in difficult situations, when we look to Him, we receive God's grace.
当我们真的去寻找神，寻找神的时候，神就会给我们他的祝福。
I'll give you an example of this in my life.
我现在要给你们一个例子。
As I said, I lived in China for 11 years, and I had to learn how to speak Chinese.
我在中国11年，所以第一件事情我就是要学会怎么说中文。
I think studying Chinese is the most difficult thing I've ever done in my whole life.
学中文真的是我一辈子里面做过的最难的一件事情。
I remember many situations where I felt completely hopeless.
有在很多情况下我都记得我基本上已经绝望了。
I felt so stupid, I guess. I just can't learn Chinese. It's too hard.
有时候我真的觉得自己很蠢，怎么学？我就是学不会中文呢。
I had so much failure in learning Chinese.
在学中文的过程中，真的是困难重重，对我。
My wife and I, we studied Chinese. We went to Suzhou University and we failed many exams there. It was so hard.
我跟我的妻子一起到当时在苏州大学学中文，我们考试有很多次都没考过。
But in the end, I had to remember Coram Deo.
对这件事情，最后我支撑我的就是这个 Coram Deo 这个概念。
In the end, I had to learn to seek the face of God.
我们要寻找神的荣光。
I had to learn to seek the approval of God rather than people.
我们真的是我当时想，我唯一要满足的就是上帝的眼睛，而不是人的看法。
I could not make my teachers happy. They're very disappointed in me.
我的老师当时真的是很失望对我，我不能永远不能让他满足。
I was disappointed with myself.
我自己都对我自己很失望。
But I had to learn to give my pursuit of learning Chinese to God.
但是我这里这时候想到，我学中文的目的是为是只要神知道我用力去学就好了。
I turned to him and I looked to him and I kept working hard.
当我看心里想着神的时候，我给我支持，所以我可以不断的努力去学。
I learned to make God my audience. I only had one person in my audience and that was God.
我学到了这里学到了很重要的一点，就是说我在做这个事情的过程中，看我的人只有上帝一个人，没有别人。
So I think when we find ourselves in difficult situations like this, there's two extremes we can go to.
在我们可以看到在我们在困境中有两个极端。
On the one hand, we can seek the approval of others, of people.
在一个极端，我们尽力的去让我们周围的人，
rather than seeking God's approval, we seek the approval of people.
我们就是想让别人来让我们周围来认同我。
Or on the other hand, we get so discouraged that we turn away from God.
但是在另外一个方面，如果你走这条路的话，你就实际上离上帝越走越远。
You can go to the next slide. One of my favorite missionaries to China said this: "It doesn't matter how great the pressure is. What really matters is where the pressure lies." If it comes between you and God, or whether it presses you nearer to His heart.
我很喜欢的这样一段话是戴德森一个很重要很有名的在中国的传教士说了一段话，他是说这个压力，你其实压力有多大，其实并不重要，关键是这个压力在哪里，这个压力是在你和神中间，还是这个压力让你离神越来越近。
Yeah, excellent translation. Thank you. So, friends, my message for you is to seek the face of God in your difficulty.
所以我们要做的就是这要寻求神的赞许。
Coram Deo. And so the application question is this: How can you grow in seeking God's face this week?
所以今天我们要这个应用问题就是在这星期你怎样在寻求上帝的荣光中成长。
Another question: Are you a people pleaser?
跟这相关的一个问题就是说，你是不是总是想让人来赞许你？
May we not be people pleasers, but may we seek to please God in all things.
我们希望大家都尽量不要做一个只寻求人的认同的，而不是寻求神的认同的。
Well, as we continue on in this passage, in verses 21 through 23, we learn a second truth, and how we can live for Christ.
然后从
difficulty.
21节到23节我们会学到一个新的要点。
And the second truth that we learn is this: seek the example of Christ when suffering as sojourners and strangers in the world.
这第二个要点就是说在客居世上受苦时寻求基督的榜样。
In verse 21, it says, you can go to the next slide, for this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you might follow in his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So this is our calling as Christians to follow the example of Christ in suffering.
这是呼召我们基督徒来跟随耶稣的脚步。
And then in verses 22 and 23, Peter starts quoting the book of Isaiah 53.
在22节到23节，彼得在这里实际上是在引用以赛亚书53章。
Back to my learning of Chinese, my process of learning Chinese.
我们现在又回到我们讲回去讲我当时在中国学中文的经历。
This is a picture of my good friend. His name is Ted Child with his wife Debbie.
这是我在中国的一个很好的朋友，他叫泰德 Child.
And so my friend Ted has beautiful Chinese.
我的这个朋友泰德他讲中文讲的实在是太好了。
You know, if he were to speak Chinese behind a door, you couldn't see his face, you would think that he's Chinese.
如果他是隔着一个门跟你讲话，你肯定会认为他是一个中国人。
Yeah, he was famous all over Shanghai, this white guy that could speak beautiful Chinese.
在上海他也真的是很小有名气，在上海很多人都知道他这个外国人讲中文讲得那么好。
But for me, I needed an example.
对我来说，学中文我真的是需要一个榜样。
And Ted became my example.
所以泰德就成为我学中文的榜样。
He showed me how to learn Chinese. He gave me an example of hard work. I could see him do it, and it inspired me. And if he can do it, then I can do it also.
我从他的学中文的经历中学到了很多，我也告诉自己，如果他可以这样做到的话，我也可以做到。
Well, in the same way, Christians, we have a great example in Jesus Christ when it comes to suffering.
对我们基督徒来说，我们在受苦的榜样就是我们的主基督耶稣。
He's the picture of obedient suffering.
他就是一幅受苦忍耐的完美的图画。
He suffered well in the midst of a terrible situation.
他在极大的困境中仍然可以很好的受苦。
And how do we know?
我们怎么知道这一点呢？
Because Peter here takes us to he starts quoting Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53 here, in verses 22 and 23.
他在彼得这里告诉我们关于耶稣受苦的，他在这里引用了以赛亚书53章的内容。
Yeah, he takes us to the Word of God. Peter starts quoting the Bible here.
彼得在这里开始引用以赛亚书，也就是神说的话。
Verse 23, it says, "When he was reviled, he did not revile in return."
23节说他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话。
So we have this great example here that is found in the Word of God.
所以我们在这里可以看到一个在神的话语中我们可以看到一个完美的榜样。
And it says here in verse 23, but he continued entrusting himself to the one who judges justly.
23节接着说他只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So we see Jesus seeking an audience of one. He only had one person in his audience, God the Father. He was seeking to please him.Not the people around him.
所以你在这个过程中，你可以看到耶稣当时心里想的只有神，只有神是他唯一的审判人。
So go to the next slide, and the application question here is this: Is how can you grow in seeking Christ through God's Word this week? How can you grow in seeking God through seeking Christ through God's Word this week?
所以这里应用问题是说，这个星期你怎么？怎么样在神的话语中寻找耶稣？
Another question, do you love God's word?
你爱神的话语吗？
May we be people who love his word. It's good for us to be here today, but may you know, Monday through Saturday, be people who are reading and meditating upon God's word.
我们在星期天到教堂来都很好，但是我希望从星期一到星期六，你也在每天思想，和阅读神的话语。
This passage has taught us two things so far. Number one, seek the face of God when suffering in the world.
这一段已经告诉我们两个要点。第一段就是要寻求神的嘉许。
Number two, seek the example of Christ.
第二点就是要寻求耶稣的榜样。
And the third thing that we learn is found in verses 24 and 25. And what we learn is this, seek the light of the cross when suffering as sojourners and strangers in the world.
第三个要点我们讲的是在客居世上受苦时要寻求十字架的光。
You can go to the next slide, verse 24. It says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
24节这里说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就可以在义上活。
So Peter now takes us to the cross.
这里彼得把我们带到了十字架上。
And oftentimes when we come to the cross, we think about the negative things on the cross. We think about our sin, our guilt, and shame is taken away by the cross.
通常我们在想到十字架的时候，想到的都是一些负面的因素。比如说，我们在通过十字架，我们的罪得到赦免，我们这些负面的东西。
But also at the cross, there's great positive things that happen. We are given a new heart. We've been born again. We become children of God.
但是在十字架上同时还有很多正面的东西，比如说我们通过十字架得到重生，成为上帝的儿女。
Verse 24, it says that we might die to sin and to live to righteousness. It's through the cross that we have the power now to live to righteousness.
在这里说到，使我们既然在罪上死，就可以在义上活，就是通过十字架，我们可以重新过一个得到重生，过一个圣洁的生活。
Yes, there's great power that is found for us as Christians in the cross of Jesus Christ.
在十字架上，作为一个基督徒，我们可以找到很多的力量。
Yes, we are justified through the cross, but now we are also being sanctified through the power of the cross.
我们因为十字架的缘故得到赦免，但是我们通过十字架，我们可以过一个圣洁的生活。
You can go to the next slide. Two weeks ago, I was able to go to the east side of Buffalo and serve with a church that was very close to the shooting on the east side of Buffalo.
两个星期之前，我曾经在布法罗东区那边去，离那个三个星期之前的这个大屠杀在 Tops 的地方很近，参加一个这样聚会。
There's a very good church there that is sharing the gospel, and we're handing out food and just loving the people of Buffalo during this time.
在那个时候，在布法罗那边有一个很好的教会，他们在那里给人吃的东西，然后讲神的道。
And I was able to go to the site, the top supermarket, and see it. And it was very, solemn place to visit, a sad and solemn place to visit.
我们当时也去看了那个发生谋杀案的那个这个这个店里面，那个店里面的那个气氛很凝重。
And I don't know if you've seen these, but there's these signs that says "Nonviolence begins with me." They're all over Buffalo now. Many of them in the city, maybe some out here in Clarence, Williamsville, Amherst, but becoming very popular. "Nonviolence begins with me."
所以你可以这个标语在这里显示的这个标语就是说，无暴从我开始实现无暴力。这个标语你可能在大布法罗各处现在都可以看到，现在很流行的一个标语。
I like these signs. I think it's beautiful, you know, this idea of peaceful, non-violent is so important.
我觉得这些标语其实很好，他们讲的道理实际上很好，就是要从我开始做到和平，不用暴力。
I think this is a very deeply Christian idea.
这个观点实际上是从深层来说是一个很基督教的一个观点。
However, this sign is impossible to do.
但是我们一定要知道这个标语上面所说的话，实际上我们自己无法做到。
It's impossible for violence or nonviolence to start with me.
从我开始，这个观点实际上是不成立的。
We cannot do this on our own.
我们自身无法做到这一点。
We need to find a power outside of us to be nonviolent.
我们一定要通过一个比我们更高的力量，才能够实现这个无暴力。
And where's the power found?
我们在哪里去找这个力量呢？
The power is in the cross of Jesus.
这个力量就在基督耶稣身上。
So these signs should say, nonviolence begins with Christ.
实际上，这个标语更好的应该改成，从基督耶稣那里开始，才能够得到无暴力。
Through Him, I can love.
从他那里才能够得到爱。
Through Him, I can be peaceful.
从他那里我才能够，有和平。
Through Him, I am forgiven, and now I can forgive.
因为神饶恕了我们，所以我们可以去饶恕人。
Nonviolence begins with Christ.
无暴力只能从耶稣那里开始。
So, again, I'm not saying they're wrong. It's good. But in a better way, we should say nonviolence begins with Christ, and so now it can begin with me.
我不是说这些标语不好，实际上他们挺好，但是如果他们想更好的话，就应该说，无暴力应该从耶稣那里开始，然后从耶稣那里我才能够学到无暴力。
And so my question for you, application, next slide, is this. How can you allow the cross of Christ to empower you to glorify God this week?
我们最后一个应用问题是，这星期你如何在十字架的装备下荣耀神？
Think of the cross.
时常想着十字架。
Read about the cross in the Bible.
读关于十字架的章节。
Sing about the cross.
唱十字架。
And you will find power in your life.
你可以就在生命中找到力量。
Next slide. Friends, the picture in power of obedient suffering is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
只有在基督耶稣身上和他的事迹上，我们才能够学到受苦忍耐的力量。
Are you suffering right now?
你现在在受苦吗？
Are you in a situation you can't get out of?
你现在的情况是不是你觉得无法自拔？
I'm not saying that if you're in a bad situation, you shouldn't try to get out of it. I think we should try to get out of it. We don't want to be abused for no reason.
我不是说你受到任何苦难的时候，你都除了忍耐没有其他的办法。你可以想办法尽量脱离这个苦难，但是在没有办法的时候，你要学会怎么受苦。
But sometimes we don't have the ability to change our situation.
有的时候我们真的是对现状无能为力。
And so my hope for us this week is that we could find hope in Jesus Christ.
所以我们真的是在基督耶稣那里，我们可以找到希望。
Number one, seek the face.Of God this week when you suffer.
在你受苦的时候，你要想到上帝，寻求神的嘉许。
Seek the example of Christ when you suffer.
要寻求在你受苦的时候，寻求基督耶稣的榜样。
And thirdly, seek the light of the cross as you suffer in this world.
最后在受苦的时候，要想到十字架的荣光。
And the most amazing thing is, as Christians, is that when we know that when we suffer, we don't suffer alone. We know that God is with us.
作为一个基督徒，一件最美的事情就是说，我们在受苦的时候，我们不会觉得自己是在单独受苦，是有基督耶稣跟我们在一起受苦。
We know that Jesus understands our difficulties.
我们知道耶稣，基督耶稣，他明了我们的困境。
And no matter what, we know that we have a Father in heaven that sent his Son to die for us, to give us new life.
不管我们是怎样的处境，我们都应该想到我们在天有天一个天上的父，他而且他把他的独生子送到人间来跟我们一起受苦。
Friends, cling to Jesus this week, and he will give you strength in the midst of difficulty.
我希望我们都紧紧抓住主耶稣在困难的时候。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this passage in 1 Peter.
我们谢谢你，感谢你在彼得一书里面告诉我们的。
We know that this world is a dark world, and it can be very difficult at times.
我们知道这个世界是黑暗的，也是困难重重的。
Lord, help us to seek your face.
主让我们可以寻求你的荣光。
Help us to follow your example.
让我们知道怎么才能够效法你。
And may we find power in the cross.
让我们在十字架上找到力量。
Lord, help us to comfort those who are suffering around us.
让我们学会在我们周围受苦，怎么安慰在我们周围受苦的人。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉基督耶稣圣名。